A very warm welcome back to Q Talks, the quest for the adventure of learning and knowing through stories. And today we would like to dive more into the mindset of being a millionaire in a way too, but also being fulfilled from inside. And to dive more into this topic, we are having Edwin here with us. He's a God-made millionaire, family-oriented investor and mentor. Throughout his run, he has founded several multi-million dollar companies that specialize in real estate development, transportation and logistic, investment and business education and consulting. You are most welcome here on Q-Docs.
Hello, Raul. Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it. And to everyone listening, hello, welcome, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever part of the world you're listening to, get ready to get inspired, aspire, and learn as much as you can from my experience.
That's really wonderful. I am really excited to dive more into your experiences. And so when we talk about the experiences, the stories are really important over there. So can you please share what has been your unique story until now?
I could say, and I thank you for that question, because my unique story, I have plenty of stories, but the most unique story that I have is the one where I name myself the God-made millionaire, because it's when I really realized what's really important in my life and when I set that priority straight. And when I realized that part of that I am a God-made millionaire, I became a millionaire in all aspects of my life, financially, personally, relationship-wise, in all aspects of my life. And to me, that's one of the biggest messages that I like to bring and share with people, that, you know, when we give grace to our higher power, to our almighty God, to our energy, soul, or whatever you believe in, is when we realize that everything starts to flow and we become really happy with ourselves and everything just comes to life and all our dreams come to reality.
Wow, thanks a lot for sharing that. And the question which comes to my mind now is, how did happen? Like, what was that moment that you got well aligned with that and you realized that this is my Eureka moment and this is what it is?
Right. So it all started, I was raised Catholic from a very young age. I went to private school, Catholic schools, and I knew about God and I knew who God was. I knew he was in my life because I would always pray. When I was 18 years old, I got in trouble and I got arrested. So when I came home that night, I got on my knees and I prayed and I said, God, please forgive me for everything that I did. I will never do it again. I want to be a different person. I want to change my life. And that's the night that I felt God touch me. Like, I felt God and I felt that he was alive. Like, when people have those experiences, like, oh my God, I saw God. Like, that was my scene of God at that one time. And then from there on, I have been so lucky and I have been so blessed with everything that I have done. But, you know, when I really realized that, so that was my second moment right there. That was my first moment when I felt God, right? And then from there on, as time went on, you know, I start forgetting of those things. And I was leaving the military. I got into my mission of becoming a millionaire because I was raised by a single mother. We didn't have money. So my goal was to become rich, to have money, to have all these things, all those material things. And in 2007, I went bankrupt. And that's when I also realized that, wow, you know, like I was chasing this one dream. I was focusing into this thing, this material thing. I was chasing into this, and I have nothing to show for, and I wasn't happy inside. And I realized that a lot of other people as well, they reach success, they're not happy. They reach, you know, maybe they get married, but they're not happy in their marriage. And it's because they don't have what I was lacking at the time, which was that relationship with God. It's not knowing about my God, but it was having that relationship with him. So when I started having that relationship with God, that's when I started being happy with myself. And when I was happy with myself, I was able to make my wife happy, my kids happy, my employees happy. And then from there on, just everything started falling into place. And now I could tell you that I have a perfect life, that if I was to be on my deathbed today, and instead of regretting, or instead of saying, I should have done this, I could have done that, I'm going to say, wow, what an amazing life I had. you know, and I did everything that I wanted to do in my lifetime.
Wow, that's the story where I feel this, you know, like enthusiasm and did this excitement from inside, because how you were able to build this relationship, because this is important to understand that we can make these kind of relationships with a power which is higher, and how you did it.
Oh, it just taking the time and making a priority. So one of the first things was realizing, you know, what's my priorities in life? What are my priorities in life? What's important to me in my life? And it goes back into, it's not just knowing about God, or it's not about knowing about a higher power. It's just like in business or like in school, you know, we want to become engineers. What do? We need to study a lot of math. And from basic math, we're going to geometry. From geometry, we're going to algebra, so on and so on, right? So we continue studying. So it's the same thing, you know, with God. And in order to build a relationship, you know, you have to continuously like learn about it and study and read the Bible and learn about the Bible, go to church, be surrounded by people that are godly, and you learn more, and then you become like God. So like that, you know, your values are so high and everything is set so on a way where you want to do good for everyone else, that all these positive things start coming your way.
Another point here is that also that whatever we do in our day-to-day life, our habits are really important towards like what we are aligned with from inside, right? And here the question, so you also mentioned that you have been in military for some time. So how you rely, or how you will, when you want to make a bridge between your military life, before military life and after military life, what has been the values which you have gotten from there, from that military lifestyle, which are stuck with you until now?
Okay. The main values, I was in the Marine Corps, the United States Marines. And in the Marines, their core values is three core values, three main ones, which is honor, courage, commitment. So those values were instilled in me, you know, at a very young age, which I decided to live my life by those values, honor, courage, and commitment, meaning that everything that I do in my life, I'm going to do with honor. When I tend to do something, I'm doing it with courage, on a courageous way, not giving up, always moving forward. And then committed. Committed means that if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, keeping my word. And that's one of the things that a lot of people tend to lack nowadays, keeping their word. And once you realize that your word means everything, that's why nowadays it's not like back in the old days where, you know, people used to do deals based on the handshake. Now it's like a stack of paperwork, because they know that things are not like back in the day. So to me, it's always keeping those traditional values, you know, where my word means everything. I am a man of faith. So that means, you know, that just puts me on a higher level, that this guy is going to do what he says he's going to do. And I make sure that I do not let my God down by not doing what I said what I'm going to do.
Wow. And the last statement which you said is really important, because whatever we are saying, and if we are responsible and accountable to that, then it's really wonderful, and we are really responsible and accountable to other people who are related to us. And now you mentioned that also, that nowadays it's difficult for the people to be aligned with them. So can you please now share more about how we can change the mindset, or how it is possible to change this mindset, and so that a person can be well aligned and accountable to themselves?
Yes. Again, is number one, and you mentioned it, which is great that you mentioned it, about this, is the mindset. Mindset is like one of the biggest things that we have, one of the most powerful things that we have in order for us to be successful, in order for us to accomplish whatever we want to accomplish in life. And we have to think about how was our life when we grew up, when we were kids. So I'll give you from my experience again. You know, when I was a kid, I used to ask my parent, my mom, like, I want this. And she will say, what do you think? Money grows on trees. So when we're kids, our parents or our family members or our friends start putting all these negative things in our head and all these limiting beliefs in our head that we tend to believe as we grow up. So we have to work through those things. We have to look back in our life and say, you know what? what is one thing that has stopped me from being who I want to be? You know, if I wanted to be a ballerina, why I'm not a ballerina? Is it because my friends and my parents told me that I couldn't dance when I was little, that I wasn't good for dancing? And we take all those things away. We break through those fears. We break through those mindset barriers, because those are barriers. And again, sharing my story here, at the beginning when I was growing up, I thought I couldn't dance. I thought I wasn't a good dancer because my mom hired dancers to teach me how to dance and I couldn't dance. But yeah, sure enough, I was 19 years old and a friend of mine taught me how to dance and I picked up my own style. And I could tell you, I'm a pretty good dancer. If you see me dancing, I'm a very good dancer. And you know, those are mindsets that I thought I will never will be a good dancer. But with practice, with changing my mindset, with saying that I could do it, I'm going to do it. And just kind of having that fire and that drive within you that you want to prove yourself that you could do this, not anybody else. Because that's another thing that I noticed, that people want to prove something to someone else. You know, they want to prove that they could be successful. They want to prove that they could be good parents. No, you know, you have to prove it to yourself, because there's nobody else cares.
True.
Why you want to prove to them. Nobody cares. So it's prove to yourself what you want to do and who you want to be. And that is the most important thing.
And how, like, what are the advice and from your side, and what are the tools that one can use to change this mindset? Because when we talk about change, then the first important thing is the fear there, right? That the fear comes, like, if we change, then what will happen and why? And all these things. So how one can do it?
So tool number one, it goes back to what I was saying, the faith. You need to have the faith. You need to have the faith in either a higher power, God. Have the faith in yourself. Mm-hmm. If you see yourself as your own God, then have your faith in yourself. And when you don't have faith, there's nothing to look forward to, especially whenever you're down. There's a lot of times where we're, you know, where people lose everything. I went bankrupt. I was by myself. I was suffering. But you know what? I got through those tough moments because of my faith. So if you have no faith, how are you able to get through tough moments? How are you able to break through things that are stopping you, right? So number one is always have faith. Have faith in something. Energy, higher power, the sun, the moon, Buddha, yourself, the Almighty God, whatever you want to have a faith in. It. But have a faith, meaning that once you have the faith, you build a relationship. But number two is be grateful for everything in your life. And everybody hears the saying that somebody has a worse than you. And it is true. No matter what you're going through, somebody has a 10 times worse than you. So start being grateful. The moment that you start being grateful for everything in your life, things start to change. Take off the negative. Get rid of the negative stuff. I mean, we watch news. I haven't watched news in years. And I know the most important things, the worst things, you know, I'm going to hear about them. But, you know, the everyday news, the shooting on the street, this car getting crashed and all these things, it's just negative stuff that you bring into your life. So if you change that to something more positive, your mindset starts to change. You have to start having more positive thoughts. And then the next important thing is doing affirmations. And I teach this to everyone to all my students, to all the people that I mentor. One of the main things is affirmations. You know, when you wake up in the morning, during the day, look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I am great. I am amazing. I am this. I am that. Whatever you want to call yourself, those are things that you do. And I do that with my family, my kids, they do that as well. And even when I go to, every time when I take a break during the day, I go outside, I get a sun bath, and I do my affirmations. Thank you, God, for everything that you give me. Thank you for this life. Thank you for this McLaren that I have. Thank you for this Bentley that I have. Thank you for this yacht that I have. Thank you for my beautiful family. Thank you for myself. Thank you for making me good looking. Like, that's how far as I go. So, because at the end of the day, all that matters is what I believe. I don't care what other people think about me. All I care is what I know and I believe about myself.
You have mentioned well that the faith, affirmation, and the courage to accept the change, which is really, really important to change the mindset. And what we believe and what we do, the self-talk to us, is how we are training our mind too, right? And then these are like the daily habits then. And then this is the daily affirmation and the gratitude, because the gratitude is also important in life. Once we are grateful for whatever we have, and you mentioned it really well, I appreciate it, because most of the time what we are doing is we are looking only around ourselves, but there are many people in the world who are not having even what we have in this moment, and we don't appreciate that thing.
That is correct. So we have to be grateful every single day.
Yeah. And so now the question is, like, if someone wants to change, okay, he or she started to change and everything, but with the change also comes the questions about the future. So how to prepare for the future?
How to prepare for the future is, number one, you need to know what you want. And the thing is that it's not like back in the day where I said, you know, I want to be rich. It's going into detail, how rich do you want to be? And what does being rich mean to you? So it's been direct and specific with how you want your life to be. What is going to be your ideal life? And that's the main answer. How do you want your ideal life to be? So you could say, I want my ideal life to be, have $1 million on the bank, have 4 kids, have 3 cars, be able to travel every month. You know, that's a specific you have to get. So, and then from there, you create your vision board, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard about a vision board. And it's putting, detailing your life the way that you want it, not just having this idea of I want this, this, and that, but being specific. And then once you're specific, put that into writing, put that somewhere where you can visualize that every single day. So like that, eventually when it becomes reality and you look back, you're like, wow, you know, I attracted this into my life because I was visualizing this. I told the universe that this is what I want. And I wrote it down, and this is exactly what I got.
So the things which we see in front of us, example, writing the diaries and writing our dreams and the goals, penning them down, is also a way of motivating ourselves that, yeah, this is my goal, and this is very specific, and this is what I want. So it's important to be more pinpoint and specific to the steps, whatever we want in the life, to prepare for the future.
Yes, and like everybody knows, out of sight, out of mind, right? So if it's not within sight, we're not going to know, we're not going to go for it. And I'll give you I'll share my experience one more time with this. Sure. When I was a little kid, I always knew I wanted a Lamborghini. Like, to me, that was one of my dream cars. And I said, I want a Lamborghini when I grew up. And I had a little toy car, Lamborghini. And I said to myself, I'm like, I'm going to have a Lamborghini one day. I never said, I wish I could have a car like this one day, or, oh, I'll try to have one of these one day. I said, I'm going to. And I was very specific with my goal. I'm going to have this car in the future. I'm going to have this car when I grew up. And sure enough, you know, I had 2 of those by now. And, you know, because it was so ingrained in my brain, it was so ingrained in my head while I was growing up that I was going to have that car, that I make sure that I accomplished my childhood dream. And from that, I could tell you a lot of different scenarios, and I share a lot of stories of things that have happened in my life because of that specific reason.
Well, thanks a lot for sharing that story. Maybe just a personal question here comes to my mind is, how it was like you was in the Marine, and then you was retired from the Marine, and then how this transition happened of being an entrepreneur?
I always knew I was going to be an entrepreneur. I started my entrepreneurship journey at 14 years old, mm-hmm. having small little businesses. So when I left the Marine Corps, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was confused exactly what I knew. I wanted to have my own business, or I knew I wanted to work for the federal government. So when I after talking to my mom, she tells me, you should become a developer, a real estate developer. And that's how, when I left the Marine Corps, I'm like, you know what? I am going to do that. I looked into the business. I liked it. I got out and started into my entrepreneurship journey. and made a lot of mistakes, made a lot of money, lost everything. But from that experience of losing everything, that's where the greatness came in of how to build that again. I had to sustain that again. I had to realize how blessed I was in my life.
And those moments and the journey which have been, you have been through in the ups and downs, have made you like what you are today and your personality in a way.
Yes, yes. I mean, everything in your life defines who you are.
Sure. It has been really nice talking to you. And now here we are moving to the outro questions part of today's episode. So the very first question coming for you is, what inspires you most?
What inspires me most is accomplishing and achieving all the dreams that I set for myself.
Wonderful. That's really wonderful. The second question here is, what are you most grateful for in your life?
I'm grateful for my life, for, you know, everything in my life, and for everything and everyone that's part of my life.
Amazing. And the last question is, what's your favorite place on earth to be?
My favorite place on earth to be is in Miami. I love Miami. I had traveled around the world. I lived in different states. And I think at the end of the day, nothing beats Miami, Florida.
Oh, wonderful. Amazing. So it has been really nice talking to you. And thanks a lot for diving more deep into the topic and sharing your stories. I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate your time.
Raul, thank you for having me. And to everyone out there, thank you for listening.
Thanks a lot for everybody out there. You can find the link of Edwin's website down in the description of this episode. You can directly reach him out there. And until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and most important, stay amazing. Ciao, tschüss, and goodbye.